This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, stunning images of a just-discovered deep-sea coral reef near Tahiti travelled across the world on Thursday, the result of a UNESCO-supported scientific mission to map the oceans. For dive team member Letitia Edouin from France's National Centre of Scientific Research, it was an exciting chance to examine how living coral can adapt to our warming seas, as she told UN News' Daniel Johnson.
What we discover a reef in Tahiti. It was like an amazing news for us, I guess for me as coral biologist, because like this reef is between 30 meter and 60 meter and is made of giant rose-shaped coral. So it's a form that is very beautiful to see. And they are giant. They could be 2 meter of diameter. And this reef extend over like 3 kilometers. So it's a huge part of the reef. And for me, as coral biologist, when you go there, the first thing you look at is all these coral are they in a good health state or are kind of damaged by like environment and stuff like that? And you cannot see any sign of mortality or any sign of disease. So the reef is amazing. Mostly when you go diving, you will see some coral, but not that big, not in such a good health state. So I was like very excited about that. And it was very good news, I guess, for me working on coral.
So you were with a team of divers from UNESCO. Well, it's a UNESCO supported scientific expedition to Tahiti. So I don't know how far off the coast. You've explained how exciting it was to find that it was pristine. Were you just looking at each other underwater, deep down, saying, look at that, it's incredible?
Yeah, it was kind of the idea. And it's very interesting because it's a team that do more communication, like photography, video. And me, I was more here for the scientific side. So me, I was like super exciting looking at detail about like the health state of the coral. And then they were more interested into this zone of the reef was and how big it was. And it's really what you can see on the picture that Alexi take. It's like it go forever. I guess it's the impression you have. So it was very interesting because I was looking at detail. I was showing them, oh, look, there is like two species together. And then you were like, yeah, okay, but look, it's massive. So it's a very interesting collaboration because you learn from each other and I really appreciate it.
I guess people might ask, if it's so big, 3 kilometers long and 60 meters wide, how on earth have we managed to miss it before?
Well, the thing is that most people dive in coral reef and study coral reef from 0 to 20 meters because I don't know if you dive, but if you go deeper, you cannot stay very long. So if you go to 30, 40 meters with the classical technique for diving, you will stay 10, 15 minutes. So I guess it's not very dive where you can really enjoy. So mostly people dive between 0 and 20 meters because you can stay longer. So that's mostly the reason why the reef below 30 meters remain largely unknown worldwide. But recently, with the use of rebreather, that is a new technology for diving that allows to kind of recycle your hair, you can stay longer at that depth. So that's the reason why right now we are looking at this deeper reef, deeper part of the reef. And potentially, we discussed that with Alexi, and we are almost sure that the more we're going to go deeper, the more we can discover other reefs like that. So I guess at that point, it's very unique because we have almost no knowledge about like deeper part of the reef. But we are almost convinced that we can find other area as beautiful as that if we continue to dive and to explore below 30 meters.
Does the coral at those depths differ from those that we might have seen from other great reefs?
Yeah, that's true that the coral you will find deeper could be different, but they mostly have like a different shape. What I mean is this rosy coral that you see there, they also live in the lagoon. They also live at 6 meter depth, but they have like another form. They have another shape. And mostly they are branching corals. So they do like branch everywhere. And the reason why they become flat and they form these roses deeper, it's because it's due to the light-limited environment. The more you go down, the less light you have. And coral are an organism that live in symbiosis with the microalgae inside their tissue. So they need the light to do the photosynthesis and to get the energy they need to live and to reproduce and to grow. So because deeper, there is less light, they kind of flatten their skeleton, their form, to maximize their capacity to capture the few light that is arriving at that depth. So it's kind of like a very smart strategy. And it's something that we know, like the coral can adapt its morphology to the environment that it's living on. But you can find this coral in the lagoon. So it's very fascinating to see how nature and how coral could adapt to different environments.
There was also hope, wasn't there, that you'd seen no bleaching in this particular reef. So although we know that there are warming seas and they're affecting corals everywhere, you've seen that this new structure seems to resist global warming to an extent.
Yeah, so that was something that was really for me important, because we had like a massive bleaching event in 2019 in French Polynesia, and you can see the damage on the shallow reef because you can see the dead coral at 6 meter or 10 meter. And when we went there at 40 meter, you cannot see any sign of mortality. So this means that this coral that could be like 20 years old have been like facing the last 2 decades without any impact from bleaching and from heat stress. And the hypothesis that we have right now is that they can have heat stress because we had like a logger of temperature that recorded the temperature at 50 meters during the 2019 season. So you can see heat stress, you can see abnormal high temperature, but the fact that they didn't bleach is mostly because the bleaching is due to a combination of high temperature and high light. And because you are deeper, you don't have this high light intensity that comes to kind of exacerbate the stress that is already induced by the heat stress. So I believe that we have been protected from like bleaching because the only stress of just high temperature was not enough to induce bleaching and to induce mortality. So they have been protected right now, but potentially in the future, they could be affected, I would say, if the heat stress is becoming very, very intense, as is predicted. But right now, they have been going for the last 2 decades, and they are just in perfect health. So hopefully that will continue.
There's so much more to learn, isn't there? And I guess that you're not going to be coming back from Tahiti anytime soon. Do you just want to get back out there? Or I guess it's quite complicated. You can't just go to 40 meters without a significant amount of preparation.
Yeah, the plan is to continue, because when you discover something like that, you have a lot of questions, and there is also a need to better understand like that part of the reef on the long term. So the idea is to like implement what we call like a monitoring station at that depth, and to really compare with what we know from the shallow part of the reef, because it's really when you compare all your shallow part of the reef function with the deeper reef that we're going to be really able to provide advice for like conservation, for management, for spatial planning. And for me, one of the key things to do in the coming months and coming year is really to advertise about the importance of the depth in coral reef, because until now we have been monitoring coral reef, or we have been looking at coral reef just from 0 to 20 meter, and there is so much life below that, below 30 meter, that part of the coral reef has really to be taken into consideration for conservation target, for management, for the creation of marine NPA network, because that part of the reef will play a key role in the future. So for me, it's really important. And with Alexei, we hope to pursue the expedition and to look in other area in Tahiti or even in other island of French Polynesia to continue this exploration of this deeper part of the reef.
Great. And finally, for listeners who want to hear more or see more, can you tell them about where they might see the One Ocean campaign, which is what you're part of?
So with the One Ocean campaign, like Alexei is doing photography, he is also doing a movie. So there will be like more to learn in the coming months, because this is a big project that he has, and hopefully will come back in French Polynesia. This campaign is really to show people how beautiful the ocean could be and how surprising. There is a real need to connect more about nature, because we really need coral reef. Everybody needs them. And I guess for me, if we can save coral reef, if we can save the biodiversity of coral reef, that will mean that we will be able to save most of the biodiversity on Earth, because there are really ecosystems that are in crisis right now. So we need to push forward their protection, because everybody is linked to coral reef at some point. And it's also like a view of how the biodiversity is on Earth. Like if we lost coral reef, This means that we're going to lose other ecosystems on Earth. So coral reef for me is an example of the biodiversity on Earth is going. So I guess we need to do everything we can to save them. And with One Ocean, the idea is really to show people that there is things that we can do and that this ecosystem are beautiful.